KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelei Kinnean, and it's 9:02. The Alaska Oil and Gas Association is suing over a federal decision to list certain populations of Arctic bearded seals as threatened. The trade association says there's no scientific evidence linking climate change to adverse effects on the seals. It also says that scientific data indicates that populations currently appear to be healthy. The lawsuit, filed in U.S. District Court in Fairbanks, seeks to have the listing rule set aside. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration in December announced that ringed seals and bearded seals in the Arctic Ocean would join polar bears as species listed as threatened by the loss of sea ice. Coast Guard Rear Admiral Tom Ostebaugh is traveling to major coastal communities in Alaska this week, Kotzebue, Barrow, and Dutch Harbor. Yesterday, he was in Nome explaining how the Coast Guard will implement the United States Coast Guard Arctic Strategy that was just released this month. 90 billion barrels of undiscovered oil reserves and an estimated 30% of the world's undiscovered natural gas is in the circumarctic region. With a polar ice cap 40% smaller than it was 35 years ago, the Bering Strait will become a major marine highway. 1 million adventure tourists are expected in the Arctic just this year. With growing traffic, development, and tourism, Coast Guard Admiral Ostebaugh yesterday explained how the United States Arctic Strategy pertains to the city of Nome and the Bering Straits region. The major point Admiral Ostebaugh made is that Nome and other coastal communities in northwest Alaska will see a much larger Coast Guard presence this summer.
You're going to see our helicopters in and out of here. You're going to see our C-130s in and out of here. You're going to see Polar Star, Weishi, and Healy offshore. And you're going to have a really cool, the thing I'm most excited about is bringing that 110 up here.
The 110 is a 110-foot cutter, the Mustang. It will operate out of Port Clarence, 70 miles northwest of Nome, patrolling waters while the crew tests and checks out the infrastructure in the Bering Strait region. The last time there was a Coast Guard presence in the area was the first gold rush, more than 100 years ago. And the reason for the added resources and presence is in direct response to the U.S. Arctic strategy that Admiral Papp released this month. That document guides Admiral Ostebaugh's work this summer and will guide the Coast Guard's efforts for the next 10 years. Last year, the Coast Guard selected Barrow as a forward operating location, placing two Jayhawk helicopters at Alaska's northernmost city. This summer, the Coast Guard moves those resources to Kotzebue to focus more on the Bering Strait.
The way I look at the Arctic geopolitically, strategically, and from a transportation perspective, the Bering Strait is a key strait. It's a key part of the Arctic because everything that goes in and out of there has to go through there. So if you look at as I said earlier, we have a small portion of territory in the Arctic compared to some of the other nations. We have a very key piece of territory in the Bering Strait.
After his presentation, Admiral Ostebaugh fielded questions. Charlie Lean, who is involved in the Local Emergency Planning Committee, asked for a better interface with the local emergency services. With traffic increasing 118% in the Bering Strait in the past 5 years, Lean says there is expertise in Nome that can be tapped by the Coast Guard. If there is an incident, the knowledge known by area residents will be crucial.
Nome is the go-to place for even the Yukon Delta communities. You know, when they have an emergency, they call us to figure out what to do. And the truth is that we can respond far more quickly than Anchorage or further south. So I think that we have expertise and contacts in the region that the federal agencies will never have.
Lean says he's always happy when Admiral Ostebaugh visits Nome because so much is happening in the Bering Strait. He says the hub communities on the coast in northern Alaska will need to work together with the Coast Guard in response to incidents that may happen in our waters. Admiral Ostebaugh agreed.
What I'm hoping folks walk away with is from these documents and from the Coast Guard's effort is like, wow, okay, somebody's finally woken up to what you all are seeing and what people in Gamble are seeing and what people in Little Diomede are seeing and what people in Barrow and every other place are seeing, which is a lot of stuff going on, right?
A lot going on and a lot to prepare for. Nome Mayor Denise Michaels said after the meeting that indeed the city of Nome and regional entities are providing data to the United States Congress and to the President's office for high-level policy decisions. And despite the fog and snow yesterday, Admiral Ostebo continued his travel to Kotzebue to meet with stakeholders in that community. The threat of flooding in Fort Yukon appears to be easing, but enough concern remains that spotters have been posted near the community, 150 miles northeast of Fairbanks. The National Weather Service on Thursday afternoon said the threat was mostly over, but the situation changed within hours when water was seen flowing through the woods near the town. The flooding was being caused by another upriver ice jam and was occurring on the side of the town opposite from the Yukon River. Fort Yukon Flood Coordinator Velma Carroll says she's posted people at certain points to monitor the flood waters. She says that way, if the situation worsens, the community will know about it quickly. And for the Nome area, there is a flood advisory in effect until 4:30 today. Flooding is occurring in low-lying yards along the Snake River. At this time, it's expected that flooding will remain minor, but water is expected to remain high through today. What's happening is rain and melted snow is flowing on top of the ice in the Nome and Snake Rivers. It's expected that water levels will remain high through today and maybe rise higher. The Nome Common Council passed three ordinances at yesterday's special lunchtime meeting. Approvals included the Nome Joint Utility System 2013 operations and maintenance budget and the purchase of property and buildings from the Bering Strait Native Corporation. The 13.3 acres of land near the Nome Rec Center was planned as one of four possible locations for the Richard Foster Building. However, City Manager Josie Banky says that's no longer an option due to cost and timing. The property purchase price is $320,000. The final ordinance passed yesterday awards a project contract for construction of the Port of Nome High Ramp and float phasing to Pacific Pile and Marine. The company put in the lowest bid at nearly $3.9 million to complete the project. The Nome Common Council meets next on June 10th. The price of gold in New York is down $3.70 an ounce to $1,388.80. An ounce of silver is at $22.62, down 11 cents. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 landed in Nome at 9:04 this morning and is expected to depart to Anchorage at 9:46. Unofficially, 33 degrees at the KNOM studios, 10 minutes after 9 o'clock.